So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bob, do you find it outrageous that when you go to buy a frozen dinner, not that you ever do, but I do frequently, that the advertising, the photo on the box just isn't what happens when you open the box.
But that's true if you watch television commercials for whatever fast food restaurant.
Right.
It's done to make you realize it's to draw you in. It's not that product that many times it's not even real, I don't think. It's fake. It makes it, and they're trying to make it look as appetizing as it can be.
I got lasagna. I won't say from where or what it was, but it was frozen. And it looked like the finest meal you could get in Italy. It looked like if he went to the Olympics in Milan, and you would be privileged to eat this lasagna.
When there's no hockey, you have plenty of time to get a reservation.
So I put it in the microwave, followed the directions to a T, and then it was like a piece of plastic with carrots on top. It was vegetable lasagna. It was horrifying.
Wow. Well, then don't do that again.
I find that outrageous. Limits? Thoughts?
Yeah, I do too. I don't really have a lot of microwavable dinners, but it is sad that what you think you're getting on the outside of the box is just not what's inside.
No, you know what actually lives up to its billing from time to time, Bob? Frozen pizza. And
pizza's
I love frozen
different.
Pizza.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's unbelievable.
I have some of those. My wife went, it's delicious.
But it's thin and crispy all the time, which is my preference.
Crispy. Why don't you get prepared food somewhere and just bring it in, put it in a refrigerator?
I do from time to time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I do like some frozen foods, and I like the fact that you have prescribed calories in there. You know exactly what you're eating and what you're getting. It just doesn't live up to the out-of-box billing, if you know what I mean.
So sacrifice that and get something good.
No.
Yes. You've lost enough weight. You could put a pound or two on.
I know. I had a binge last night, though. Right before, I was so hungry. I never eat before bed anymore. And then once I got into the caramel chocolate things, I couldn't stop.
Oh, I tell you what, that late night stuff is a problem for me.
It's a problem.
It is.
Because the whole, whatever your anxieties from the day were, whatever your anxieties about tomorrow, it all comes to a head when there's nobody around at night. Right, Bob?
There's no one to stop you.
Yeah.
That's it. It's you and a pantry.
It's a night fight
that begins when you go.
Me against the pantry.
You circle it, you open it up, you deny it. No, I ain't doing it. Sit down another.
And then there's guys like him who weigh 110 pounds. Yeah. He could eat 9 pizzas at night and not feel it in the morning.
No, yeah. No metabolism problems whatsoever.
It's me versus the Christmas cookies, though, this time of year. Oh, my. I eat a lot
but you never
of Christmas
show
cookies.
It. You could eat whatever you want, but you don't show it.
Do you eat your feelings after midnight limits?
Yeah. I'll eat Christmas cookies. Yeah. Or I'll eat. I'll eat chips. Like
the
if
day
I'm
I came to your house,
TV.
there were unbelievable chocolate problem. Chip cookies.
My problem is chips.
We love chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I think your mom cooked them. They were incredulent.
Yeah, you haven't been to the house in a while, Joe.
No, I haven't
like
been invited in a while. Right,
no.
2 years it's been. Of course, I've never been invited to Bob's house.
No, I haven't either.
Here we go.
And you know, other people have been there. Like Andrew Lindbergh has been there.
Andrew,
great
what?
Web guy. Yep.
He's when been did there. He go?
He was invited by Bob.
Yeah,
has Spack been to your house?
He's at Giuliano's Pizza, which is a great pizza place in Robinson Township. So he's in that.
Has our boss Spack been to your house, Bob?
No. I mean, I basically go to work every day, and my wife does what she does, and I come home, and that's it. There's no time for that. For family stuff, we do that a lot, but that's about it.
Sure.
I feel like Bob has a big gate outside of his house.
And it's absolutely a gated community. Security guards.
You come over in the summertime. We can sit outside.
Okay.
And have a couple of pops.
That sounds great.
Do you think he has a three-hole course on his property?
I was just going to ask that. If he had, recreation of whatever. The
mini range, Bob?
The 17th at the Masters or something in your backyard.
That's a par four. That would occupy too much. I'd have to go number 12 at the Masters. Amen corner, baby.
Bob, you should do that. If I was rich, I would do that. I would recreate a couple famous golf
holes. Any idea how much that costs?
Yeah.
Even to put a putting, I know people who have putting greens in their backyard, little ones, just putting it up with that contour and everything. It's an amazingly expensive thing.
How much if I put a putting green at my house?
$20,000? No, probably more. I don't know what it would be. Depending on if you want to get, and you got to take care of it too. If you're going to have you got to take care of it.
I can't even take care of my lawn. You should see my lawn. It's the neighborhood embarrassment.
Do you do all the lawn work yourself?
No, because that's the one thing more than any other, and I'm being serious about this. I had back surgery.
Yeah, don't.
Back in 2010 for a blown up disc. And the one activity in all of life that aggravates that more than anything and gets the sciatica going, Bob, is lawn work. Where you're sort of a bent position and you're digging things up and it's for a prolonged period of time, I can't do it. My wife doesn't believe that excuse, but it's true.
No, I used to do it. I can pick weeds, but beyond that, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to. We have a hillside in the back, and we have a lot of plants up there and everything, so I just won't.
And that's another false advertising thing to come to full circle here. There was this weed picker, a standing weed picker on TV, and I was stupid enough to order it and buy it, and then it's a piece of junk. It doesn't pick up weeds. It doesn't do anything.
No, because you got to make sure you get in there and pick up the weeds from the root.
From the root. Well, that was the design of this thing. You're supposed to be able to dig in under the root and then clamp on it and pick it up, but it doesn't work.
How big is this thing? It's probably ripping up a lot
stick.
Of the dirt.
It's like a baseball bat with a clamper on the end.
Yeah, I feel like that's just taking up too much dirt.
Maybe a hockey stick. I don't know. Let's get to the matter at hand limits, shall we? What did Jerome Bettis say and where did he say it?
So he was on the Not Just Football podcast, Cam Hayward's podcast, which is very good. And Jerome said that the crowd was iffy at the game on Sunday. Iffy.
The one thing I will say is I thought the crowd was a bit iffy in Pittsburgh. And I say that in a little bit of a disappointment because our crowd has been phenomenal for decades, right? Mm. And this was one of those games where I truly felt that a lot of the crowd didn't feel good about the game, like us winning the game. Right? A lot of people went into the game like, I'm here, but I'm here to see us go down. You know what I mean? And you could feel the energy wasn't a true Pittsburgh Steeler, Ravens, end of the season, winner take all game. The energy should have been at a fever pitch, right? And it wasn't that.
So, Austin, you were there. I think when it was 10-0, there was considerable unrest, right?
Yeah.
You heard that.
There was unrest.
Booing.
There was
but
booing.
Then when things got going the other direction, it was pretty loud. I thought it was as loud.
TJ Watt said it was the most energized crowd he's ever played in front of. I think he said that, didn't he?
It was a tale of two cities between the first half and the second half. It was. The second half was a lot more energetic, especially when they went down the field and scored a touchdown the early portions of the third quarter and pretty much dominated the third quarter. The fourth quarter was, I'd say probably the best Steelers atmosphere that I've been in.
Historic fourth quarter.
I've never been to a playoff game. Fortunate, my buddy Frank and I are going on Monday. I'm excited for that. But hopefully that atmosphere will be able to be better than the Ravens one. But
is what he said fair or unfair? Accurate or not accurate?
Well, I think for the first half in the lead up to the game, it is fair. For the second half, though, not the entirety of the game, I do not agree with what Bettis said. But for portions of the game, I do.
Should the crowd be energized when they're losing 10-0 and the offense stinks?
No, but I think that going into it, there were a lot of Steelers fans that thought, hey, if we lose this game, maybe like Ravens fans going into it. If we lose this game, is this the changing of the guard? is this it for Aaron Rodgers and this is it for Mike Tomlin?
And you think, do you think that manifested in the crowd reaction
at the start,
early?
Yes. Okay. At the start, yeah. Where they just, it was kind of a conflicted crowd. And then, of course, once you get into the heat of the moment
and
they
it's
take
Raven
the lead,
Steelers, too. Yeah, I mean, you have to just understand for what it is and a significant opportunity.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thought by the end, it was incredible.
It was incredible. It was very loud at the end. And that's...
Listen. Let's listen to the end, Bob. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Go ahead.
Let's listen to the whole kick where we get Mike Tirico and then we get the crowd. And it reminds me of that wonderful clip of the Russell Martin home run where it's just ear splitting, just Mardi Gras at the end. Hmm. And I love that. I get goosebumps, and I bet you I will hear again.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44.
Listen to that, Bob.
And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Now do we have the Russell home run with Greg Brown on the call, or was it...
It was a Cueto. Yeah, that...
Who was on the TV call of Cueto?
Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson.
And we have both. First, here's Greg Brown.
I love this, Bob.
Now Cueto from the crowd. Whoa. Cueto drops the...
They rattled him.
Yeah. He dropped the ball as he was ready to go into the windup.
Oh, this is good, Bob.
Hey, listen how loud they are.
Oh.
Here's the 2-1. And there's a fly ball to left center field. That ball's deep toward the wall. And it is gone! Russell Martin clears the deck against Johnny Cueto. It is 2-2.
I know that we say frequently, like, something gives you goosebumps.
That just did.
Legitimately, every time I hear that, in full honesty,
I've got him.
In those moments, Greg Brown is one of the best.
Oh.
And I wish he had more moments like that.
Maybe he will.
Yeah, hopefully.
I have goosebumps.
Suarez at the bat, bottom of the ninth. Hey, Eugenio!
If you search me for goosebumps right now, I got him. I don't care. I want to hear that again.
I can hear
it 20 times in a row, Bob.
Let's hear it.
Ernie Johnson's call
on TBS.
It's a little different.
Well, this standing room only crowd trying to get under Johnny Cueto's skin, and they might be.
Oh, my God.
Ball's hit well to left center field. Back toward the track. And that ball is gone. Russell Martin. 2-0 Pittsburgh.
Man, what that
meant
was
a desperate
people.
Fan base that wanted to win
it
and
was.
Wanted to see a game. And that's what I think would happen again if the Pirates, for somehow, some way got in it this year. People would be just thirsting for this stuff.
So do I, Bob. Really, all. I mean, we could play a Penguin clip right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Now, I wasn't there for the cup moments in 91 and 92. In fact, I was working, taking people's parking receipts at the Chatham Center parking garage, Bob. So I would listen to the game.
Okay.
And then I would be parking people's cars. That's what I did back then. So I wasn't inside the arena, but I sure was later on. And the loudest I ever heard that place, the Igloo, was when Mario was going to retire the first time. Mm-hmm. The Penguins were down in the series, I think 3-0 to the Flyers. And in game four, he scored on our friend Garth Snow. And then Mario raised his hands to the hockey heavens.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the loudest I ever heard it.
I thought the loudest was when Mario came back and he played with Jágr that night.
Yes.
Everyone knew it was coming.
Yes.
Was it the Toronto Maple Leafs they played, or was it
Yes,
New
they
Jag-
did. Toronto. The Toronto Maple Leafs.
And just the fact that he got on the score sheet so quickly, and man, people were just, as soon as he took the ice for warm-ups, it was extremely loud.
I know. And I think John Barbaro, the late, great John Barbaro, introduced him. It was like seeing an apparition come back. I mean, yeah. After what, 3.5 years? Here's what Josh Harrison told me 5 years after that wild card game about the crowd. He said, people come up to me, they'll say, why do you think it was so loud? And I say, man, it was 20 years of built up rage. All of it we felt. We felt the excitement they had and we fed off it. And I truly believe they did. They say in baseball, you know, if your starting pitcher stinks, it doesn't matter what the atmosphere is. And to a degree, I believe that. But I'll always believe, and more importantly, those players believe that crowd helped them win that game from before the game, Bob.
I don't think there's any question about that. I think there's a, you know, it's an intangible thing, but it can inspire you. You dig deep. You come up. Just as I keep thinking about Rodgers and what his ability to try to get these guys to believe in what's going on here, and he can back it up with his resume and his play sometimes. So I think there's a definite role that a fan can play. The fans can impact things. Go to Cameron Indoor. Have you ever been there to watch a game?
No, it's a bucket list.
It is. It's unbelievable. It is as loud and it's as intimidating as any place for college basketball.
In football, the effect's obvious because you make teams go on the silent count and things like that. Mm-hmm. You can really have an effect, right?
No question about it. It does. It gets in your head. You know, just as you see guys do things, miss kicks, and it gets in your head. You can be the best in the world, but it doesn't matter. You can have a moment where something doubt creeps in. And when it does, it's like anything. It affects what you do.
Bob, I have a rule. If I think something is funny, I want to say it over and over again until nobody thinks it's funny anymore. And it goes for the same thing with feel-good moments like this. I could spend the rest of the show playing those moments, but I want to hear two of them again. I want to hear Tirico with the kick, with that crowd limits, and then I want to hear Greg Brown, and then you can go straight to our intermission from that. First, I'll tell people, high of 52 today, Mike Webster, low of 34, Andy Russell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 1 o'clock, Bob, we're going to do our NFL season-ending awards. You need to do your homework if you haven't already. And also
for the whole league.
For the whole league. Oh, okay. MVP, coach of the year, fired coach of the year, all that. And then we'll do our Steeler awards as well. And then we have Jeff Hathorn, too. But in the meantime, I mean, this is why we love sports. This is why we love it, for these kinds of moments. And especially, I would think, for you two who both call games, that, man, this is like a dream scenario. You get call a moment like this. And, I mean, Mike Tirico and Greg Brown, two brilliant professionals, right?
Absolutely. And you got to capture the moment. And for those who are listening in a car or whatever, you got to paint the picture.
Don't shortchange Bob Walk. He was in on this too.
But first, let's start with this classic moment.
Picked off Polamalu. Polamalu going right. The field is open. Aaron Smith shields. Flacco. Polamalu takes it home. Super Bowl 43. Pittsburgh might be bound for that thanks to number 43.
What a call that was, Bob.
Jim always has something in his pocket.
How could he have had that one? It was a
well,
pick six.
Well, he knows it's. I mean, he knows it's Super Bowl 43, and that's on your mind. But what a call!
What a call!
But that was a loud crowd that day.
Loudest
because, again,
that stadium ever was,
it
I
was
believe.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yes,
and it was Troy Polamalu. So, man, I do get chills when I hear that stuff.
So do I.
I just want to see more of it.
Well, let's hear more of it, Bob.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44.
Could have broken the sound barrier there. That was incredible. And the final one, and then you could just take us out limits, and this one lives forever and ever and ever. And when I hear people say it was only a wild card game, first, I want to punch them, Bob. And secondly, who cares?
Who cares?
We all experienced
drama.
It
you
for
want
ourselves.
Reality television, reality. This is what sports offers.
Yes, and it this does. Is what Josh Harrison said it was. It was 20 years of pent-up rage. It was, yep. It was a mix of Mardi Gras and a town square exorcism happening right before our eyes of people who, like now with the Pirates, had all of this pent up inside them. And I want you to imagine Paul Skenes, as you hear this, Paul Skenes taking the mound for a playoff game at PNC Park. It could be, well, it'll never be this, but it could be just as loud.
Now Cueto from the crowd. Whoa. Cueto drops the...
They rattled him.
Yeah. He dropped the ball as he was ready to go into the windup. Here's the 2-1. And there's a fly ball to left center field. That ball's deep toward the wall. And it is gone! Russell Martin clears the deck against Johnny Cueto. It is 2-0.
Oh, that's beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.